is Elena Reggiani. I came to Brussels 6 years ago, and I started working on the 1st of October 2010, which is quite a special day for us. The Independence Day of Cyprus is the 1st of October. In Cyprus, well, it's a public holiday, and there's parades that take place in the streets. There's lots of gatherings. It's a proud day for Cypriots. Here, I think the embassy, the Paramrep, is always organizing some kind of celebration. You have all different VIPs that come. I come from, well, I was born and raised in Nicosia, but as a typical Cypriot would say, I would mention the village where my parents came from. I come from Lisi and Kontea. I would say I miss it. I miss Cyprus and would like to go back, even though Brussels has been a very good home for me. Brussels is a good place to live and work. I think the standard of living that it provides is quite satisfying for European standards these days. Living here, being surrounded by international people, as well as Cypriots, having after work drinks or events, there's always something that is happening in the city, no matter which corner you go to. When I think of Brussels, I think of the coronation of the new king took place, and it was the first time I really felt the Belgian sentiment of Belgians feeling like a proud country, and it reminded me of how we in Cyprus often feel very proud of being Cypriots, and we always have our flags and food and national anthem and traditions come as a priority for us. As Cypriots, I find it very important to keep the bond between each other. I think they're very social people, so there's always an excuse to meet up. I would say, well, the most famous restaurant in Brussels is Ambelis in Montgomery. It's very tasty and very original and traditional, and so I would definitely recommend that. There's also Christmas bazaars take place in Brussels where you can purchase different local products. Also in most supermarkets you can find our traditional cheese, which is halloumi, and that I would definitely recommend. There's a sort of like a society with all the Cypriot expats, and they have a party every year, and that's another gathering event that's where they themselves cook all the typical food, and the profits go directly to fund the team, the football team that Cypriots have, where they play with different other European countries.